USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Title 42 has expired, and the mayor of Yuma, Arizona, is lashing out at the federal government.
Yuma is known as the sunniest city on earth, but Mayor Doug Nichols says the town, which is just 10 miles from the Mexican border, has a dark cloud hanging over it now. More migrants are crossing, and he says no one is helping.
And the question keeps coming up, what now? Well, I've been asking that question for 2 years, with no substantial response. We've had an increase in the last month from 300 to 1,000 people and more every day.
Nichols says 161 immigrants, all carrying proper paperwork, were dropped off overnight in the Yuma area, which has nearly 100,000 residents. I'm Skip Kelly.
As thousands of migrants from around the world are gathering at the southern border, the Florida Attorney General says a federal judge in Florida has issued a temporary restraining order that will prohibit the Biden administration from releasing any illegal immigrants crossing the border for the next 2 weeks. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody tweeted the news last night. Earlier Thursday, the Department of Homeland Security said that without the release policy and other measures, there could be 45,000 migrants in custody by the end of the month. As of yesterday, there were more than 28,000 in custody. An appeal is expected. The House passed a Republican-written bill designed to restrict the flow of migrants across the border by allocating money into personnel and equipment and making it harder to seek asylum and codifying Trump-era policies, such as resuming construction of a southern border wall. The vote was 219-213, largely along party lines. Giant solar balloons were sent 70,000 feet up in the air to record sounds of Earth's stratosphere, and the microphones picked up some unexpected sounds. A recording shared from a NASA balloon that circled Antarctica contains crackles and rustling sounds from unknown origins. The stratosphere is a second layer of Earth's atmosphere. This is USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg plans to bring manslaughter charges against former Marine Daniel Perry. He confronted a man on the New York subway threatening passengers. The coroner said the chokehold Perry used to subdue Jordan Neely is what caused his death. The decision to charge Perry was made by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office and will happen without being presented to a grand jury at this time. Penny is expected to turn himself in as soon as today. Football fans have been waiting for the NFL 2023 regular season schedule.
Some of the highlights, the first game of the year features the Detroit Lions traveling to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. The Dolphins head to East Rutherford to play the Jets in the NFL's first ever Black Friday game on November 24th. Meanwhile, the New York Giants travel to Philadelphia to play the Eagles on Christmas Day. On Thanksgiving, the Green Bay Packers will face the Lions in Detroit. I'm Dave Collins.
A replacement for Twitter CEO Elon Musk has been narrowed down, and the Wall Street Journal is saying it's Linda Yaccarino's job to lose. Yaccarino is NBC Universal's veteran advertising sales leader. Yaccarino is considered one of the most formidable advertising sales leader in the industry. A federal judge says the government cannot bar 18 to 20-year-old Americans from buying handguns from federally licensed gun dealers. The judge in Virginia ruled this week that federal law prohibiting dealers from selling handguns to adults in that age group violates the Second Amendment. Lance Pry, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.